Thank you very much, Honorable Ministers, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank Gavi and our host, the government of Sweden, for the very warm hospitality we have received since our arrival here yesterday. And it's a great pleasure for me to welcome all of you to the Gavi Alliance Midterm Review. The purpose of the midterm review, as you are all aware, is to look at the progress that the Alliance has made in delivering against the promises made at the pledging conference that was held in June 2012. It is also a time for all of us to reflect on how we can work together to ensure long-term sustainable immunization programs that are available to everyone, no matter where they are born in this world. Today we'll hear about some of the great work that has already been done, but the burden is on all of us to innovate to ensure everyone everywhere has equal access to a healthy childhood. The best chance to receive an education and to go on to be a productive member of their communities. This is a tall order, and we can only do it by working together as partners. Global private-public partnerships such as the Gavi Alliance are critical. We need commitment from both the public and private sectors in both donor and Gavi implementing countries to address these challenges. The Republic of Ghana is one of the partners in this alliance. And as a result of this partnership, we have accelerated the uptake of and will continue to introduce new life-saving vaccines, which are one of the most cost-effective health investments in history. Ghana has in fact been the first Gavi country to introduce two life-saving vaccines simultaneously. In April last year, we introduced vaccines against the two top killers of children under five, pneumonia and diarrhea caused by the rotavirus. On November 4th, we are launching a demonstration project vaccinating girls in four districts against the human papilloma virus, which is the leading cause of female cancer deaths in Gavi-eligible countries. With Gavi support over the last decade, Ghana has been able to deliver a range of life-saving vaccines that have averted an estimated 700,000 future deaths. We have also implemented an innovative pilot mHealth program with Gavi support, where mobile phone-based applications serve as communication and educational devices to remind patients of upcoming appointments, as well as act as an interface for health workers to enter all service data, including immunization information. This is a great innovation, and we look forward to developing more projects like this, which have a real impact on our health systems and on the lives of our people. However, this is not a time for us or any other country to be complacent. There's still a long way to go to ensure that everyone has equal access to immunization. Huge challenges remain in Ghana. We're still lagging behind on MDG 4 on child mortality and on MDG 5 on maternal mortality. There are a number of health system bottlenecks we are working to address with support from the Gavi Alliance and other partners, such as training, data quality, supply chain issues, and transportation. We're strongly committed to addressing these issues and improving our immunization and healthcare, and we're tackling the challenges head on. We have implemented an MDG acceleration framework, and we're dedicated to committing as much of our own resources as possible to addressing these challenges. But we face new challenges every day. One of the greatest challenges facing Ghana at the moment is reaching the new hardest to reach people. The hardest to reach are no longer to be found in our rural areas. They are to be found in our cities, and more specifically in urban slums. Ghana's democracy is changing. Today, 53% of our population lives in urban areas. For example, Accra is one of the fastest growing metropoli in Africa. About half of Ghana's urban dwellers live in depressed and unplanned areas. We need to find new ways to reach these people. We have to work together to innovate to address these new challenges, and we can only do this as a partnership. I ask all of you to also commit both politically and financially to tackling today's challenges and to working together to enable countries everywhere to deliver long-term sustainable routine immunization programs. I shall conclude by saying this is not just a midterm review, but one step on the continual path towards securing long-term immunization programs. On behalf of the nearly 4 million children who will survive due to this global partnership, I wish to say thank you to Gavi and all its partners. And I'm proud as a father and a leader from a Gavi country to be an ambassador for Gavi. And thank you for listening to me, and I wish you a successful meeting.